generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on all those who fear him from generation to generation. I want to talk about a believing mother. A believing mother. I am one to testify right along with you today that my life has been very much blessed to have had a believing mother, a woman who loves God and has faith in his word. We know that it makes all the difference in the world, the kind of start you get in life as a child and the kind of foundation you get to build on as you are growing up. It makes a difference to have a believing mother. She is usually responsible for the first words you hear that influence your thinking. It's her spirit that guides your spirit. And if it's well with her soul, chances are that come what may from day to day, it's going to be all right in your life because mother trusts in the Lord. When God got ready to send his only son into the world, he chose a woman who was a believer to be his mother. There wasn't much else, I tell you, that was special about her. It was believing in God and living right that made her stand out. Father, there's not much reward that comes from that, because people like you one day and they can't stand you riding or walking the next day. So it's best you have the kind of heart and live the kind of life that gets God's attention and wins his favor, because he'll stick with you through thick and through thin. And the blessings of your life are more than you can imagine when you believe in God, and by faith, he orders your steps. If you have a believing mother, she'll teach you how to do that. If you have a believing mother, she'll teach you how to hold on when it seems like you don't have the strength to hold out, because she's learned that's what reward is all about when you are a woman of faith. I tell you, it's a blessing to have a mother that is a believer. It's Mother's Day. But whoever you are, be a believer and let God do his work through you. You are sure to find out that God will make your life great, and he will make the lives of those who are under your care better as well. The angel came to Mary and said, "Hail." Angels on assignment to you know how to get your attention. "Hail, Mary, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. God has chosen you to conceive and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord shall give him the throne of his father David." You see, one reason why you need to be a believer, a person of faith and righteous living, is because sometimes what God wants you to do, what he wants to do through you, is so wonderful and so awesome, so mind-blowing, that the thought of you being his instrument may stir doubts and fears and questions in your mind. And God can handle that from you, as long as you trust him enough and have faith enough to say, "Yes, Lord, anyhow." Mary had doubts and fears and questions, but being a believer, she said, "Yes, Lord, anyhow." Mary said, "How can this be? I got a man, but I haven't been with him like you need to be with a man to conceive a child." The angel said, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow you. And that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God." That's why God requires us to have faith. Because if he spent his time answering questions, you still wouldn't understand what he was saying and doing. Mary asked her a question and got more of an answer than she bargained for. The angel said not only will you conceive a holy child, but your cousin Elizabeth has also conceived in her old age, as she is 6 months pregnant. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. After that, Mary stopped asking questions and said, do whatever you want to do in me. Be it unto me according to thy word. Now, as a believer, you need to be prepared for the fact that your faith will set you apart in ways that only other believers can relate to. And you're going to need the company and fellowship of other people who have taken their walk with God to another level. Mary going around town pregnant talking about the Holy Ghost did it was definitely going to set her apart. I do think Joseph was a believer in God too, but he hadn't experienced any comparable revelation. And even though he was willing to marry Mary, to give her the cover of honor and respect, Mary needed the fellowship of somebody who could say amen to her testimony. So she went to see cousin Elizabeth, and right away there was a connection. Elizabeth said, as soon as I heard your voice, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Elizabeth said, blessed is she that believes, for there shall be a performance of those things that were told her from the Lord. Yes, indeed, believing mothers need each other. You know it's true. God shows you all some things other folk only find out through you. Who knows, like a believing mother, that God can make a way out of no way? Who knows, like a believing mother, that God is a healer and a present help in the time of trouble? Believing mothers are privy to special revelation from God, because nobody experiences God's creative, life-giving, life-changing power like you do. He built you to uniquely participate in the miracle of life. And when you add that to that, the blessing of faith, anything is possible. Blessed is she that believes. Oh, praise his name. Mother makes you wonder, doesn't she, how she can do what she does and keep on keeping on. She makes you wonder how she perseveres in the face of trial. You see her sometimes with her eyes closed, just rocking herself and humming a hymn. Sometimes she'll raise her hand and wave it, even though nobody has said anything to her. She just got her own quiet praise going on, because something is stirring on the inside. Believing mothers don't have to get to church to praise God. They got too much to praise God for to wait till then. What's going on inside may find its way outside any place and at any time. No wonder Mary let out a shout at Elizabeth's house and started singing her song without a choir. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. Whoever you are, if you are a sure enough believer, God will put celebration in your soul, deep in your spirit, where nobody can get to it but him. This ain't a knee-jerk kind of joy. This is a joy you get from knees bent, having a little talk with Jesus. Somebody said, I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. That's what Mary said. He that is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. Now, if you are a believing mother and God has blessed you and God is communing with you and God has given you a testimony of his goodness, his greatness, and his power, you make sure you don't keep those blessings to yourself, because it is God's intent for your blessings to bless generations. Mary testified, he has regarded the low estate of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth, all generations shall call me blessed, and his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. Some of us are still being blessed by grandmama's prayer and great-grandmama's wisdom. There's nothing more enduring than a believing mother's rock-solid faith. God will honor it for longer than you have breath to pray. He honors it for further than you you can see. If you are a believing mother or just a believing person of faith, God will honor his promises to you and to generations beyond you. You've heard of generational curses. Well, praise God for generations of being blessed when persons strong in faith see to it that their families benefit from the closeness of their walk with God. Oh, blessed is she who believes, for there shall be a performance, meaning God will do that which he will do. There will be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Mary stayed with Elizabeth 3 months. Elizabeth was pregnant 6 months when she showed up. And indeed, God performed for her. She gave birth and called her son John. Thereafter, Christ was born, and they called his name Jesus. And they that call upon his name, believing, shall be saved. Mother can't give you her faith, but she can lead you by faith to meet the Lord Jesus Christ for yourself. And he that believeth shall have an everlasting life. He that believeth on the Father and the Son shall have an everlasting life. I invite you today, praise God, to become part of the family of faith, the family of those who hope and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the Savior God sent into the world to take our sins away, to love us unconditionally, to love us from judgment and condemnation into grace, mercy, and our soul salvation. So why don't you receive this word today? God, who is our Father and our Mother, is inviting you into the family by accepting the Lord Jesus Christ. We here at the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church would love to know that you heard a word today and it brought conviction and commitment in your soul today to trust the God of your mother, who taught you about Jesus, who taught you about the love of God and the presence of the Holy Ghost. Receive him for yourself and say, yes, Lord, from the depths of your soul, I am a believer. Praise the Lord, church. Praise the Lord, saints of God. Praise the Lord to all who believe. Amen and amen.
But it was something about when Mama got down on her knees to pray for us, she could remember all of our names. And that was nothing like that Sunday morning devotion there. And today we want to remember how Mama used to pray for us. Come on, choir, help me say it. I still hear.
I'm a
prayer. Christian race. Oh, but she never
She never failed to pray, pray for her children. Say, Lord, save them by your grace. And I still hear Mama pray.
I still hear Mama praying. Yes. Amen. Oh boy, oh boy. Hey, happy Mother's Day today to all of you mothers out there in this world. And what a beautiful day it is. Yes, Dr. Owens, are you still with me? Amen. Dr. Owens, I'm going to just ask you one question. I know, boy. Just one question for you. But before I start, Mother's Day, and I reflect on this not only on Mother's Day, but throughout the year. What does Mother's Day mean to me? What did my mother mean to me? And, being a single mother for the most part of 7 boys and 1 girl, you know, and holding down 2 and 3 jobs sometime. Oh my, what a woman she was. And I remember, what did she teach me? Honor, love, respect, and pray. And that song, I prayed that song, I can still hear Mama praying because I could hear her late at night sometimes praying. And, just my, what a beautiful, beautiful person. I just want to ask you, what remains with you, sir, with your mother and what she taught you as a child?
Well, of course, Mom was the one that got it all started, and she was a single parent, but I felt like I had 2 parents because she and my grandmother were inseparable. They talked to each other all day. We all went everywhere together. And sometimes it was like mom was like big sis because it was my grandmother running my household. She didn't even live there. But both of them made sure I got up to the church house and made sure that I participated in everything at the church that had to do with young people. So I was in the choir. I was a junior deacon. I was at church for tomorrow. Anything that had youth or young in front of it, like, I was in it. And of course, she was the one that taught me to first to kneel down and pray, you know, not at church, but at home.
Yeah.
And that made all the difference. And I will thank her evermore for giving me that kind of start, because it never left me.
Amen.
Even to this day. And when I started preaching, my mom would follow me with a Polaroid camera, the kind you push the button and the picture slide out the bottom. And my grandmother would have the tape recorder, you know, boy, they were a double arm bandit, I tell you. Nothing like getting off to a good start. Amen.
Well, you knew who ran the place, right? You knew who was boss. I tell you what, and it was pretty much the same with my mom and my grandma. It was mama and big mama. You know, boy, oh boy, you're right. And put me in church at an early age, you know, and I believe I got baptized when I was 11 years old. And oh my God, what a woman, what a woman. And you know, those life lessons. And she also taught me, respect. I mentioned that earlier, you know, yes ma'am, no ma'am, please and thank you. And those are lessons, you know, they may sound simple, but you carry them throughout life. I'm going to leave you with this, or ask this last question. What would you say to young mothers who are struggling and are those who aren't? And what would you say to them these days? And what kind of knowledge or wisdom would you pass on to them that came from your mom?
Yeah, well, you know, don't need to reinvent the wheel. Has been passed down through the generation of mothers to trust in the Lord. Get to know Him. Get to know Him for yourself, because your prayer life is everything. When you don't have what you want, and sometimes feel like you don't have what you need, it's only faith in God that it's going to be all right.
Amen.
That you can make do with what you have, so you can get more. We didn't have much of anything, but we made it. You know, I had hand-me-down books, but I graduated. had secondhand clothes sometimes, but they weren't torn, and they fit. Sometimes the style was after the style went out, but I was cool. I wasn't homeless. You know, it was hamburger helper, but it was filling. You know what I mean? Yes, indeed. You can hold on and hold out till your change comes.
Amen. 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 Well, I want to wish you, the congregation back there at New Hope, you know, a happy Mother's Day. And to our listening audience around the globe, I want to thank you so much. And what a message, Dr. Owens. And we'll see you next Sunday. I know it's going to be another powerful one. What's going on the church calendar this week?
We're pressing on through May with our Mental Health Awareness Sunday in 2 weeks, and then the big celebration for our graduates on second Sunday in June, and then my sixth pastoral anniversary at the church, rather.
Wow.
Is the last weekend in June. So time is moving on, but every round gets higher and higher.
Amen. Has it been 6 years already? It seems like it was just last year. I mean, yesterday. I mean, oh my, 6 years that quickly. Amazing, amazing.
Well, yes, indeed.
Well, time doesn't stand still, does it?
It doesn't wait for nobody, so you better get with the time.
In other words, get woke, right?
Oh, yeah, we're hanging out.
hang on in there.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you again, Dr. Owens. And again, thank you so much for a powerful word. And ladies and gentlemen, this has been Hope Is Alive. You can check it out each and every Sunday. That's noon on the West Coast, 3 p.m. on the East, 2 Central, and 1 Mountain Time. Enjoy your Sunday and happy Mother's Day.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. I want to give God thanks tonight by just singing. I will sing your praise, for you've done such a marvelous thing. For someone so wretched, yet my soul you have redeemed. No one else could do it. No one could care half as much. Yet you thought my soul was worth it. So you gave your only Son.
You gave that I might live. You gave that I might be set free. That shall even the good work you have begun in me.
You also see my finish. No, not half done. Every battle already won.
Marvelous.
You rearrange me.
Marvelous.
Yes, sir. set me free.
Set me free.
Free from sin, Lord.
It's so marvelous.
I want to thank you.
Yeah.
For what you've done for me.
My God is good. Anybody know he's good? And he's good right now. One, two, three, four.
Good.
All of the time. My God. My God. All of the time.
That's it. We're going to have a good old church. Can I hear a little guitar? A little guitar, please. Come on. A little bass, please. All right, here we go.
God is my everything.
He's my
my life, Lord. Let me take inventory. Can I take it? Can I take it? For I know you. I know you. I know you've been good to me, Lord. But the Lord been good to me. Come from a poor family, we didn't have much, but the Lord been good to me. Come from a poor family, we didn't have much, but the Lord been good to me. Let me tell y'all something. A lot of my friends thought that was funny, but I'm so glad today that I can stand right here and say that the Lord's been good to me. Let me tell you one more thing. We were raised in a shack yard, sometimes cold within, that we put on our back. Listen here, Mama and Daddy, they done the best we could. They always told me, son, always be good. But out of all the things, yeah, I know that the Lord been good to me. Oh, it's been good. Ain't God been good? How many of you know tonight that God been good? Let me ask you, did he bring you? How many know God got power? How many know he got power? Let me tell you what he done for me. Let me tell you what he done for me. He healed my body. Won't God heal? When I was a little boy, I had polio on my right leg. Look at
Mercedes Benz, but I sure thank you for the little car you gave me. Yes. I'd may not have a condominium, but I thank you for my little house that you blessed me with. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
He said, lay your head Almost feel a praise break. I said I feel a praise break. I said I feel a praise break. Because I ain't got no doubt in my mind that he can do it.
My life was torn beyond repair. I felt so alone, seeing no one cared. You came along, gave me a song to ease the pain and erase the strain.
Yeah.